If you were ever in the drama club in high school, you might be familiar with auditioning for the spring musical.
Could have had it all. We'll kill the fatty cat.
That's from the TV show Rise on NBC. It's a combination of Glee and Friday Night Lights. And if your high school drama program had to scrape by while the sports programs got all the money...
They just spent 40 G's to put new turf on that football field. But they threw their theater program out the window to save a lousy $2,000. That should give you some insight into how much they think of this program.
Rosie Perez as the drama teacher jilted from her job as head of the program. It is a reflection of what happens in many high schools around the nation. Ask Alan Rosenberg, the head of the drama club at the Baltimore City College High School.
They were looking for theater programs that had already been established, but were not well-funded. And we are really that, exactly.
The they he refers to is the TV show Rise and the Educational Theater Foundation. They gave a $10,000 grant to 50 high school drama programs around the country. 1,000 schools applied. The Baltimore City College High School is the only one in Maryland to win the grant.
It feels like it's finally like a financial equivalent of the kind of work and talent and creativity that the students have been putting into this program for over a decade. $10,000.
Not a lot of money, but a nice piece of change.
Yeah, I think the idea of the grant is it's not, you know, it is an incredible amount of money, but it's certainly, it's not like this is going to fund your program for eternity. It's more like, what can you do with this kind of now to kind of do something to really push your program to the next level? What we plan to do with it is kind of twofold. We haven't been able to offer musical theater at our school because of the financial burdens that places on the school. You have to secure rights, royalties, scripts, scores. Those things cost a lot more money than doing a straight play. So we've done just one full-fledged musical in the time that I've been there, which is about 15 years. And we hope that this money will kind of get us, able to do one such production. And then from that, you can kind of make more money on that. So it becomes kind of a seed for doing it in the future. And then the other aspect of it is to improve the facility in which we have our theater program.
The Baltimore City College High School is an international baccalaureate school. It allows students to pursue college-level studies while still in high school. That includes drama and other arts, which are required. Alan Rosenberg says he and his students are looking forward to the next school year when the impact of the $10,000 grant will be most evident. I'm Jude Lindley.